This is Growing in Grace with Richard O'Phil.
What does it mean to be in the presence of God? God can't be seen with our eyes, nor under regular circumstances do we hear his voice with our ears. We can't touch him with our hands. In other words, our physical senses don't reveal God to us. How then do we go about being in the presence of someone that we don't see or who, at least as far as our five senses is concerned, is not there with us? But these physical limitations don't mean that we can't enjoy the presence of God. It is possible to enjoy someone's presence when they're not with us physically. We often do this by telephone, for example. We also feel a special presence when we receive a letter from someone we love. Before we married, Betty lived in Florida and I lived in Ohio. We tried to write each other nearly every day. When I came home from work, the first thing I used to ask my mother was, "Is there a letter from Betty?" I was able to enjoy her presence through the letters she wrote me. I have had several meaningful experiences in which I could say I was present without being there in person. One day, when we lived in South America, a man came to my house. He was an American on a work assignment for several months. He came to my house because I had a shortwave radio. He promised his wife that on their 20th wedding anniversary, they would publicly renew their vows. The 20th anniversary was coming up, and there he was in South America. So he came to me to ask if I would officiate at a ceremony to renew his vows, but over the shortwave radio. He'd made arrangements to have her listening at a certain frequency at a certain time. And so when the day arrived, there we were in Santiago, Chile, and she was in the States somewhere, and they renewed their vows by shortwave radio, although they were probably more than 5,000 miles apart. On another occasion, I was in Puerto Rico holding meetings when I received a phone call that a dear friend of mine had been diagnosed with bone cancer. They wanted to anoint him immediately, so you can guess what happened. It was worked out that I would participate in the anointing by telephone. It was a special experience that I'll remember for a long time. In the final analysis, isn't experiencing someone's presence essentially an inner experience? When we are in a friend's presence, isn't the realization and the enjoyment, even the significance of their presence, something that goes beyond their physical presence and takes place within the heart? A friend may be on the other side of the room, but the real experience of their presence is within our own consciousness. God is spirit. Jesus said to the woman at the well, "God is spirit, and those that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth." And so then, in a way we can't yet fully understand, but we can surely appreciate, we may experience the presence of God deep down in our own consciousness, even though our five senses don't perceive him. As Scripture says, "Whom having not seen, we love." It's through prayer that this mysterious but real experience is made possible by the Holy Spirit. Now, at one time or another, we may have thought that if Jesus were only here physically, the devotional life would be easier. But would it be? He was here physically one time. Yet the people that knew him either loved him or hated him. To some, he was just an ordinary person. To others, he was a disappointment. But to others, he was the Son of God. And this is the way it is today. Jesus told Thomas that those who would believe on him without seeing him would have an even greater blessing than those who had seen him in person. The Bible teaches that God is present everywhere. Now that means that wherever we may be, God knows all about us. That means that he's accessible, and no matter where we are, he can hear us, and that he loves us and helps us. He's as near to us in one place as any other. And if we seek him with all our hearts, the Scripture tells us we can find him. Though distance does not separate us from God, one thing that will separate us is sin. Now, sin doesn't make it impossible for God to see us, but it makes it impossible for us to discern his presence. For this reason, the most important factor in being in the presence of God is that we must be in an attitude of repentance with our sins confessed and with the knowledge that having confessed our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. We come to God in prayer. Prayer is our part in communicating with Him. But prayer must be communication, and as communication, it must be a two-way street. We must not only communicate with God, we must let Him communicate with us. God has communicated with the human race through various methods. Of course, in the beginning, it was face-to-face. Then, after sin, He communicated with us through the prophets. All along the way, He communicates to us of His majesty and power through His created works. But His most wonderful communication to us was when He sent His Son to live among us. He's continued to communicate with us through the voice of the Holy Spirit, which impresses our hearts. In this day and age, the basis for all God's communication with us is the Bible. And so when we're alone with God, we would do well to take the Bible with us. It's the foundation from which His voice speaks to us. The Holy Spirit will impress our hearts, but it will always impress us consistent with the Word. This is very important to keep in mind. I'm going to give you an illustration. There are many millions of clocks and watches in the world that are measuring time. But there's only one real way to measure time, and that is to calculate the movement of the stars. Now, you and I may have a clock or a watch that tells time, but it might not be accurate all of the time. Although clocks were made to tell time, they do not control the essence of time. God of the stars, who is in charge of this, it is God then, not my watch, who's in charge of the passage of time. As the stars are the only reliable communicators of time, so the Word of God is the only reliable communicator of the voice of God to us. Although God may communicate with us in our heart or through our conscience, this communication should not be considered reliable unless it's tested by the Bible. Just as our watches may stop or gain time or lose time, and so not give the correct time at all, we must not depend on an inner voice to guide us as to what's right and what's wrong. While it's true that the Holy Spirit communicates with our hearts, the Scripture clearly tells us we can't trust our own hearts. There's a way that seems right to us, but it's wrong. Our thoughts and God's thoughts are not on the same wavelength. Friend, in our communication with God, the Bible must be the yardstick by which all our thoughts and ideas that we perceive are from Him are measured. The foundation of God's communication with us will always be His Word. In the same way, the base of our communication with Him must rest on the same foundation. You've heard it said that we ought to think before we speak. What would happen if we would pray before we spoke? Part of my responsibilities have been overseeing the health screening vans in the Florida Conference. One day I received a call from the man who oversees the mechanical details of the vans. And he told me that one of the vans had just been returned from a church that had borrowed it. Apparently, someone had used duct tape to attach signs to the outside of the vehicle. Now, duct tape, as you know, is very sticky, and sometimes it leaves adhesive when it's removed from a surface. When I heard what had happened and that in removing the tape it had left adhesive on the vehicle, I felt myself becoming upset. It occurred to me that the people who had put the duct tape to the conference van wouldn't have thought of putting duct tape on one of their own cars. And so I decided I would call up the church pastor and I'd tell him off. But then it occurred to me that that would not be the Christ-like thing to do. But I was still upset. Suddenly I got an idea. I decided I would call him up and tell him off in a Christ-like way. And so I found the directory with his number in it. I reached out and picked up the phone. Before I dialed, I thought maybe I should say a little prayer. And so I bowed my head and I prayed before I dialed. And you can guess what I did when the prayer was over? I didn't dial at all. I hung up the phone. My friend, Salvation in Jesus Christ is a process by which we pass from death unto life. And I don't just mean physical death. Most of the suffering in our day-to-day lives is because we don't pray as we should. We've learned not to stick our finger on the blades of a fan or on a hot iron. But we don't seem to understand that the way we talk to our spouses could very well be destroying our marriages little by little. If we're not spending quality time every day alone with God, the problems and the complexities of this life in this generation are simply going to overwhelm us. Now, some people, of course, think that they can stay ahead in the rat race. But in the long run, unless we are in an ongoing communication with God, unless we learn the true meaning of prayer, the rats will, in the end, they'll win. I would just like for each of you to think about this matter of prayer. Are you spending quality time to talk with God each day? I think the best time of all to pray is at the beginning of the day. Sometimes to pray at the end of the day, and we should pray at the end of the day, is fine, but then the damage has already been done. It's the prayer at the beginning of the day that sets our course, that sets the directions to our lives. Oh, Heavenly Father, life is so complex. Indeed, sometimes it seems like it's a rat race. But Lord, because we're not giving you literally the time of day, we're losing. It seems as if the rats are winning. Oh God, to each listener, impress upon our hearts the importance of beginning the day with you through Jesus Christ our Lord.
You've been listening to Growing in Grace with Richard O'Phil. If you'd like more information about this program, call Three Angels Broadcasting Network at 618-627-4651.